So, an early draft of the screenplay for Oliver Stone's movie, speaking of movies, W, a biopic about President George W. Bush, has been leaked to ABC News. The Guardian has reported on it, as has Slate. The Hollywood Reporter put up a couple scenes online. The reason we're going to all the trouble of telling you all these sources, well, we checked out the script and kind of can't believe it's real.
Some of the dialogue, not so believable. Now, of course, it is considered an early draft, allegedly, and the working title Bush. And sometimes a screenplay doesn't come to life until, let's say, it's performed.
That's where we come in. Ladies and gentlemen, the BPP players performing Bush, verbatim. Laura Conaway will play chief speechwriter. Ian is Karl Rove, George W. Bush, Win Rosenfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Trisha, Rice's assistant Stephen Hadley, Angela.
Pashman is Dick Cheney. Rachel and I are Bush's frat brothers back at Yale. Seriously. And the first voice you'll hear, director Jacob Gans, as stage directions.
Interior White House, Oval Office, day, January 2002. On chief presidential speechwriter, boyish, 40s, talking to second speechwriter.
Axis of hatred? I don't know. Something about it just misses.
Seated around the table, Bush and his inner circle, Vice President Cheney, Karl Rove, 50s, pudgy, Condi Rice, her assistant, Stephen Hadley, bespectacled, late 40s. Rove.
Well, then what about Axis of the Unbearably Odious?
Bush, intent, scowls at him.
Don't get cute, Turd Blossom.
Nickname for Rove.
This is serious.
What about Axis of Evil?
Bush thinks for a moment.
Axis of Evil. I like the rhyme. That's it.
Rice.
But Mr. President, how are we going to tie them all together? It's not like they're Germany, Italy, and Japan who are on the same side.
Hadley.
Yeah, they're not aligned with each other.
Rove.
Who gives a it plays?
They may not be aligned, but they're threats to our security. Iran and Iraq is trouble next door to trouble. And they have to know that this president is telling them they've got a problem with us.
Still, I think the Iranian people could take offense in being lumped together with the Iraqis and North Koreans. After all, they have a president who was democratically elected.
Could send the wrong message to the democracy movement, sir.
No, Hats, you don't get it. Khatami, along with the students, the reformers, they'll understand. They want freedom. It'll give legitimacy to their struggle against the hardliners. The dead-enders, the Ayatollah cockamamies. Iran stays in.
Rove opens a bottle of non-alcoholic beer for the president. Cheney finally chimes in.
Anyone can go to Baghdad. Real men go to Tehran.
Bush smirks, clinks beer bottle with Cheney's coffee mug.
Real men.
Cut to a giant bottle of vodka. Interior DKE frat house, basement, night. Young George W. Bush pours the cheap vodka into a large garbage can while fellow pledge Clay Johnson mixes in orange juice. W. leans over, takes a snootful. Then belts out a chorus of the Yale Whiff and Poof song.
We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba,
a nerdy pledge, ba, Brian Pringle, stirs the screwdriver mix with a ladle, also singing. The door opens. In walk 40 frat brothers, Deke President Walter Bennington, smooth, uber patrician, steps up to W, other pledges.
Good evening, young fellows. Deekster's in waiting. This is pledge week. If you made the grade, you will become a brother, and Deke brothers are men of honor and decency and God-given character. That, along with our family fortunes, is why we rule the world.
His lieutenant, Tom Francis, a hulking athlete, barks at W and his roommates.
You are all pieces of garbage. You don't care about each other. You don't deserve each other.
End scene. And if you don't believe us that that is the actual text that is floating out there, we will link to those script pages on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks to the Bryant Park Project players.
And that does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project, which is directed by Jacob Gans and edited by Trish McKinney. Our technical director is Manoli Wetherill.
Our staff includes Dan Pashman, Ian Chillag, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, Nathan Duell, Zena Barakat, and Mark Garrison.
Our interns, Laura Silver, Elsa Butler.
Hey, and we say goodbye to our intern, William Hoffman, today. Put on the shades, buddy. Your future is bright for sure.
Indeed. Trisha McKinney's our editor. Laura Conaway edits our website and our blog.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And this is what Rachel really thinks of the staff.
You are all pieces of garbage. You don't care about each other. You don't deserve each other.
I'm sorry.
This is the VPP from NPR News.